David, how are you?
Morning, Michael.
Would have been a frustrating day for you on Saturday, I'd imagine. On one hand, you would have been absolutely delighted with the run of Constantinople, but also a case of what could have been.
Yeah, he didn't get much luck from the 1,000 metres into the straight, but he did it. You know, he got interference at the 800 and then a nasty check at the 200 and did a marvellous job to pick up and finish the race off so strongly.
He finished fourth, and there were a number of great runs and a number of unlucky runs in the Caulfield Cup. But for your fellow, how much improvement do you think he'll take out of that Caulfield Cup? What was he wound up to with, in mind, the Melbourne Cup's his number one aim?
Look, we were learning with the Caulfield Cup about him a bit, and what I found that it was his first time in a ring bit, first time in winkers. We had a hood on his head, earmuffs before the race. That kept him calm. The winkers kept him straight with the ring bit. And so I think we'll learn a bit. But I know he was the last horse to pull up, so I know his fitness level's outstanding. We'll just kick along and not do anything too clever with him now and just keep him happy. And I think he'll run a mighty race. I'm sure he'll be better at Flemington than he would have been at Caulfield.
Will you keep all those gear changes on in the Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, I won't change a thing because, in my eyes, he should have nearly won the Caulfield Cup. And that was good enough. It's a cliche, you missed the penalty, but I'd rather get the money.
Well, you're going to have one other change in the Melbourne Cup, and that's the booking of Glenn Boss. Was it a decision to get rid of Luke because you weren't happy with the ride on Saturday, or the fact that when Glenn Boss is sitting on the sidelines, it's too good to refuse?
No, look, I wasn't blaming Luke. I have it. Theory is either bad luck or bad ride, and he just didn't get the luck at the splits at the right time. The horse carries 52.5, which is, you know, the lightest Luke could ride for years. And the major section of the owners wanted a rider that didn't have to wait for the Melbourne Cup. And Glenn Boss sitting in the sidelines, natural lightweight, one for Coolmore, who were the major part owners. So the decision was made on Sunday morning to book Boss.
Well, there is no big race rider in Australia, is there?
Oh, look, he's going well, and I think he's found the secret to his success lately. I've read that he's given up the drink.
So, yeah.
I just hope you give him a reason to drink on Melbourne Cup night.
Well, and is it also becoming more, I suppose, prevalent in front of mind for you that this is maybe your last chance to win a Melbourne Cup because you are heading to Hong Kong and this could be the last time that you have a runner in the race under your own name as a trainer?
Yeah, I'm sure my business will have plenty of runners, but at me as a trainer, it will be. So last time I went to Hong Kong, I won that race with Jern, and it'd be nice if this horse can do the job. So I know there's a lot of horses that didn't run in the Caulfield Cup that are probably out to make the race a bit more intriguing. But I would say he can compete with all the horses that run in the Caulfield Cup off of that run anyway.
How strong do you think a lead-up this year's Caulfield Cup will be? Because there were a lot of outstanding performances in the race.
Yeah, well, it was a truly run race. The winner came from last. So I think some years it's a sit and sprint and the stayers don't really get a guide, but I think it was a bit of a staying test. So I'm saying it'll be a good guide and I hope I'm right.
Any excuses, Rostropovich?
Yeah, he missed the start and Dwayne made a mid-race move from right back in the field and ended up outside the leader. Those mid-race moves never worked in maiden field alone group ones. So I thought it was an error and he made a big mistake doing that. And I just forget he went around.
So where does he go now?
He'll probably go straight into the Melbourne
Cup. Straight into the Cup.
Straight into the Cup. Hopefully he'll draw a barrier at some stage and he can just sit in the field and pop out when it matters. His work leading into the Caulfield Cup was every bit as good as Constantinople, so And he ran fifth last year, so I know he's got the class. It's just a matter of getting the tactics right.
And Kefila, was it just a bridge too far for her?
Yeah, she pulled up very sore over the back. So we'll get a chiropractor to her. But Shake Hand Down may retire her because she's a good one horse. There'll be a decision made in the next couple of days. But Corey rode it beautifully, just didn't quite stay on the day.
Mm. Gee, this is going to be a competitive Cox Plate on Saturday. You've got two runners guaranteed to start, Cape of Good Hope and Harlem. How are they progressing?
Yeah, I took them over to give them a look around the valley. They had a sort of more, just to acquaint themselves with the setup at the valley. And they schooled over there very well. They ran home in a leisurely 39, but did it really well on the bit. And both horses seemed comfortable there. So, Harlem's hitting form at the right time. And the other horse hasn't put a foot wrong since we've had him. So, he might have to be very good to beat the Japanese, but he showed he's right up to the class of the Australian horses, meeting him first time in the stakes, the traditional lead-up.
After Murder Glass's win in the Cup on Saturday, is that what you're thinking about Liz Grischer on Saturday, that it's almost a case of... if she doesn't turn up at her best, that's the best chance for the opposition, because if she does, she may just be too good?
She just might be too good. But they have to turn up. You know, Constantinople got blocked everywhere. You got to have the luck on the day, don't you?
Mm.
So if she gets the bad luck and we get the good luck, you never know.
You never know indeed. David, it wasn't a winning day, but you would have walked away pretty happy on Saturday with Constantinople heading towards the Melbourne Cup. Got a couple of runners today. Have you got a winner on a Monday for us?
I'm not super confident, actually, so I won't put my neck in the noose.
No, that's fine. We're happy with that. David, we'll see you out at the Valley tomorrow, and good luck throughout the remainder of the week heading towards the Cox Plate.
Thank you.
David Hayes, champion trainer, joining us, and don't forget...